voice of Michigan sports fans. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros. Hour number 2, officially underway. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 until 9, all across the Michigan Sports Network. And good morning to our friends in the Glass City down there in Toledo as well. Plenty of ways for you to get in contact with us. You can text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Auto Valley Guest Line is 313-396-5527. Of course, we're on Twitter as well. At XB Mornings, our Boogaloo Supreme poll question of the day is up. I feel like every time I say that, the song should play. We got to see MLB's new extra innings rule in action this weekend. I believe it was. I believe there were three games over the weekend that had the rule in place. Mike Clevinger, the Cleveland Indians pitcher, who was probably most outspoken about it, taking to Twitter, of course, because where else would you go with your thoughts? Go to Twitter with your thoughts and let everybody know. But do you like the new extra innings rule of starting a runner on second base to try to generate some offense and get the game over with, get it decided? You have yes, no, or you need some more time to decide. So we gave you three options, yes, no, and maybe so, but not quite sure yet. So be sure to vote. You can do so at XB Mornings. On the Twitterverse. All right, what's going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, huge news. NFL players who attend high-risk events and contract the coronavirus face team discipline, plus maybe the lack of pay. So a memo was sent out, and in the memo also states that clubs slash the NFL can challenge designation as a football-related injury if it can prove the player contracted COVID-19 through engaging in high-risk conduct below. Now, all of this remains open, of course. Now, but per the memo, it says an indoor nightclub with more than 15 people, an indoor bar with more than 15 people, other than to pick up food, which doesn't make any sense, because if you're going to an indoor bar and you had to walk in to pick up food, what would it matter? What's the difference? I don't know. An indoor house party with more than 15 people, an indoor music concert entertainment event with more than 15 people, a professional sporting event other than applicable NFL games or events with more than 15 people, religious service attended by more than 25% of the venue's capacity. Players are going to have to be careful going outside the building, said L.A. Rams tackle Andrew Whitworth. Other items addressed over the weekend's Players Association memo: there will be no reduction in the 2020 player salaries or bonuses if the NFL season is completed. $17 million in 2020 player benefits have also been canceled, including the second career savings plan, tuition assistance, and playoff bye week pay. Those benefits will be repaid to the players through a new benefit after 2023. So they're trying to mitigate some of the circumstances and some of the economic impact related to COVID-19. Speaking of that, six players have been put on the NFL's reserve COVID-19 list. One of them is an individual that I know, is wide receiver Jonve Johnson of the Dallas Cowboys. You want to see someone who is a workout freak? If you just Google him, that guy is unbelievable. What a specimen.
Stop talking about yourself.
Jonve Johnson.
It was a joke.
Although I did play like a specimen, and that's why Freddie the Pizza Man got video and won't allow me at his golf tournament because I hit the ball too far. The Giants are releasing Pro Bowl kicker Aldrick Rosas, so he is out. The Vikings coach Mike Zimmer said Dalvin Cook was told to report to camp, but Dalvin Cook's agent denies it. The story actually doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that there's some unrest there in Minnesota, because Minnesota, they've got some nice things going on there, the Vikings. They do. And the more dysfunctional they are, the more dysfunctional the Bears are, the more dysfunctional the Packers are, the happier I sleep at night. How about Tom Thibodeau was hired as the New York Knicks head coach? Why do you think there's such an obsession over the New York Knicks? Is it just because it's the country's biggest city, and then people act like, you know, obviously Ryan and I have gone back and forth on this a little bit, as I believe that the Pistons are a more successful franchise, which based on the numbers they are, that's just me. But why do you think the obsession over the New York Knicks happens? Like, if they ever got good, can you imagine the worldwide leader and how much coverage we would get from the Garden? They would put somebody in the Garden just to give us live reports every 15 minutes.
See, I don't know about that, because
they're not even good and they get coverage. It's like, what are we doing?
Is it coverage? They really haven't the last couple of years. I mean, Melo hasn't been there. D. Rose isn't there. They had Porzingis. I don't think they get the coverage that they were getting there for a few years. But, yeah, I mean, there's 9 million people in New York. They have celebrities going to their games every night. They play in the most famous arena in the world. That's why they get the attention. I mean, it's just like the Giants and Jets. They get a ton of attention, and they've both been terrible for 15 years. The Giants had some success.
Yeah, the Giants got a couple Super Bowls in that run a little bit, so I'll give them some credit. But the Jet Mean Green's been awful. The Jets have been terrible. A goaltender, Corey Crawford, returns to the Blackhawks after a positive coronavirus test. This is important because they're going to start with, Ryan, did you say one scrimmage this week before they jump into play this weekend on August 1st to begin the NHL restart?
Yeah, I was just kind of searching different teams. Pittsburgh had an inter-squad scrimmage this week, and they're reporting to the bubble like now, and will face the Flyers tomorrow. So it sounds like most teams are reporting to the bubble this weekend or today, having one scrimmage and then starting up Saturday.
Unreal. Veteran defenseman Brent Seabrook will not be playing for the Blackhawks in the NHL playoffs, saying he isn't feeling comfortable enough on the ice after three surgeries. The 35-year-old underwent two hip surgeries and right shoulder surgery in a five-week span earlier this year. That's crazy. Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, will make the call on NHL players who test positive for the coronavirus. I don't know exactly, like, what's the plan here? What do you mean you're going to make the call? A few experts, including the NFL's chief medical officer, will be in on the discussion as well. The NHL had long discussions with Canadian health authorities and landed on a strategy that's similar to healthcare workers, where you assume that there's a degree of exposure. The difference is the NHL can't put masks on players while they're out there competing. But the league has mitigated that risk by testing on a daily basis, which is costly, but it has to be done. It's working so far in the NBA for the most part, but I just don't understand how the commissioner is going to be able to make the call on who can play and who has to stay. Just quarantine him and see what happens. Justin Verlander is out with a forearm strain, but disputes a report that he's actually done for the season. Bob Nightingale of the USA Today went with this story as well on Twitter, and Verlander put out a tweet. The report that I'm currently missing the rest of the season is not accurate. There's a forearm strain. I'm hopeful that with some rest, it will heal and I'll be able to return soon. Thank you for all the well wishes. And as Ryan pointed out in hour number one, a few weeks is basically the entire season. Jose Urena is one of four Marlin players to test positive, according to sources. The team has to delay their trip home. So this is not ideal. I don't know exactly how they're going to do this, but they are going to fly home today. They'll arrive back in Miami just hours before the Orioles come to visit. Now what happens, right? Now that we have four players testing positive, what do we do? Clippers guard Lou Williams is going to serve a 10-day quarantine and will miss games for visiting a very popular venue that both includes adult dancing and allegedly a culinary aspect as well. So we'll get into that coming up. Dallas Mavericks Kristaps Porzingis gets a one-day quarantine because he missed the test. Patrick Beverley rejoining the Clippers in the bubble, so that is good. He returned to the Orlando bubble after leaving for a family emergency on Tuesday, according to sources like Adrian Wojnarowski. The Tigers won their first series of the season. How about those Tigers? Now, they beat the Reds over the weekend 2-1. And after a dismal start on Friday, they rallied back a little bit. They lost 7-1 on Friday. They won 6-4 on Saturday and 3-2 yesterday. First pitch opening night tonight, 7:10 against the Kansas City Royals. And you can catch that game on Fox Sports Detroit with our man Shep on the call. And, of course, we had a couple of games go into extra innings. We're going to dive into that and a little bit more when we return. But we've got some texts coming in. Serious question, which music will Dan be playing Saturday during golf? Dan, do you have a portable speaker that you put in your cart and then flood the golf course with all of your favorite tunes?
I have a very large speaker. That's what Freddie's referring to. We might bring the microphone out this year. You never know.
Did you see the girls that were doing the play-by-play of pickup games on the streets? They were bringing a PA system and basically dogging guys who were out there just trying to play basketball.
Well, good for them. That's great because people take pickup games way too seriously.
Who hits it further, Bryson or Anthony? Bryson, he works out. Not only does he hit
by 150 yards or so.
Calm down over there.
Bryson also has some aid that I don't think you're doing. More of the anabolic type aid.
Oh, you know, one guy puts some time in the gym. Everybody all automatically.
One guy gains
50
pounds of muscle in less than 12 months, and everyone thinks he does steroids. And he just gets super angry about it when you confront him.
Yeah, exactly.
He just, get out of my face. Like, yeah. That irrational anger is not tied to, like, steroids.
All right. Lou Williams left the bubble. He got some chicken wings, and now he's in big trouble. We'll dive into that next here on X's and Bros.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at freddythepizzaman.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, FreddyThePizzaMan.com or email FreddyThePizzaMan@gmail.com.
These days, we all agree we need to stay safe, and your local Auto Value Parts stores want to help. That's why we now offer same-day curbside pickup on thousands of in-stock parts. All you need to do is place your order at MyAutoValueStore.com. That's MyAutoValueStore.com. Then call the store when you arrive, and one of our team members will bring the order right out to your vehicle. It's that easy. Shop local. Shop Michigan-based Auto Value and support your friends and neighbors. Auto Value. Service is the difference. We get it.
Bill Simonson here for the sports medicine team at Metro Health University of Michigan Health. Now, they serve the entire state, and they offer up some of the best sports physicians, physical therapists, access to some of the best surgeons, and also a training staff that covers every sport, high school, youth, college, and pro. You can go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. If you or a child of yours has suffered an injury and you want to get back to playing or maybe going out for that nightly jog, they can help. Or maybe your child wants to return to that game they love to play. Go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. From youth to high school to college to semi-pro and pro sports, they are the leaders when it comes to dealing with sports injuries. Find out more. Go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. That's metrohealth.net.
Welcome back here. Hour number two of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Good morning to all of you. No matter who you are, where you are, how you are listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning on your morning drive from 6 to 9. Plenty of ways to get in contact with us. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. You can call us on the Auto Value guest line 313-396-5527. Of course, we're on Twitter as well. XB Mornings is the Twitter handle. Our poll question is up. How do you guys feel about the brand new rule in MLB for extra innings? They're starting a runner on second base. It's worked out really well at the minor league level. But what do you think about it for the professional game? Let us know and cast your vote in the poll at XB Mornings. It's Dan and Ryan in the studio. I'm Anthony Bellino. And look, guys, what happened over the weekend, and this is a story that came out, and I saw Clay Travis tweeting about this, and I'm just not necessarily sure. If you don't know, then you don't know, right? So when you hear, there is a club in Atlanta called Magic City. Magic City is an adult entertainment club. Can we call it that? Adult entertainment? Is that what we say?
Yeah, gentlemen's club.
That works. A gentleman's club? I don't know. Sure. So there's a club. It's allegedly for gentlemen or adult entertainment. But at this said club, they also have a pretty famous kitchen as well. Now, a lot of people would say, well, who in the hell would eat at a gentleman's club? And all I'm saying is, like, don't pass judgment until you've actually tried the food. Magic City is known for their kitchen. Lou Williams, a guard for the Clippers, and the Clippers is a very important team when the NBA bubble restarts. And Lou Williams is fantastic. He could be, you know, he's like Jamal Crawford in the quest for how many Sixth Man of the Year awards can you win? One of those guys that accepts his role and really comes off the bench and gives their second unit a boost and can play starter minutes on any given night. He goes to allegedly goes home for, I believe, a funeral, which isn't necessarily ideal. And then ends up coming back, and on the way back to the bubble, he decides he's going to pick up some chicken wings. He was given an excused absence from the Orlando, Florida campus, and the league announced that Lou Williams will have to quarantine on Sunday, 3 days after Williams was photographed by the rapper Jack Harlow at Atlanta strip club. Harlow quickly deleted the post from his Instagram story and tweeted Friday, "That was an old pic of me and Lou. I was just reminiscing because I miss him." Jack Harlow has that new song out. What the hell is the name of that thing?
What's Poppin'.
What's Poppin'. I don't know if we have a clean version of that.
We do not. But I may be able to get in contact with Jack Harlow, so we'll see.
That would be, what a story. In the photograph, Williams is holding a drink wearing an NBA mask given out at the Orlando campus. So, yeah, Jack Harlow puts him on blast. Williams is 33 years old, has been interviewed by NBA security about his whereabouts. It's all fun and games. If you say you're going to order food, that's one thing. But if they, you get photographs with a drink in your hand, that's not great. According to sources, Lou Will told the NBA investigators that he attended a viewing for Paul G. Williams, which ended around 6 p.m. Thursday, and then went to Magic City for dinner. Sources said Paul Williams was the father of a close family friend. Lou Will tweeted a photo of Paul Williams on Friday, along with the caption, "Long live Pops." On Friday, Lou Williams wrote in the tweet that, "Ask any of my teammates what's my favorite restaurant in Atlanta. Nobody's partying. Chill out. LOL. Mask on. In-N-Out." Well, I mean, do you In-N-Out with the drink in your hand? The drink in the hand. Jack Harlow's got to know better, but you got to know better too. And I think that with everything that is at stake for the bubble, you got to be smarter than that. But for what I see, like with Clay Travis saying using food as a reason to go to the strip club is an all-time excuse. Lou Williams has his own flavor of chicken wings called the Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue. I'm looking at Magic City's menu right now, their food menu.
Yeah, but so does Uncle Jeff. Who's Uncle Jeff?
Juju Rude Boy has his own as well. Juju Rude Boy Jerk and Justice Magic, whatever that is.
I wonder if that's – I was going to say maybe it's Justice Winslow. Because isn't that how he spells it?
Could be. Could be. Each meal is made to order, and your wings are served with the choice of French fries or onion rings. Now, you can get a 10-piece wing. You can get $15 for all flats or $17 for all drums, depending on if you think that there's a preference in the difference in chicken wing. But regardless, if you're Lou Williams, you got to know better. You just cannot do that. You just can't. And it sounds ridiculous, and I am not opposed to him going there to get something to eat. I'm not opposed to it at all. They have more than just chicken wings on their menu. They have chicken strips, quesadillas, chicken salads. They do steaks, burgers. They have a vegetarian menu where they do Beyond Burgers, the black bean burgers. They have broccoli as a side item. They have a seafood.
Healthy. They're healthy, okay?
I mean, they have tilapia. Whitefish, catfish nuggets, salmon, shrimp, lobster tails. And then, of course, we get to the bottle menu, and it's like, I can't stop looking at bottle menu prices. You should know better than to put yourself in that situation. If you really were going to go for food, order the food, pull around to the side door, pay the person to come bring it out to your car, and get to getting. And I think that's where I stand on this whole, I'm not opposed to him ordering food from a strip club. It doesn't matter to me where he gets his food from. It makes no difference to me whatsoever. What?
Oh, Ryan's making jokes over here. Say it's
for the wings, stay for the press. You know? Magic City.
Ryan knows too much about this to not have visited Magic City. I have not been there. However you wings, thighs, whatever you're into, they allegedly have it all at Magic City. And if you're going to go there for food, get the food and get out. You cannot put the risk of everybody else in the bubble. You can't put them at risk.
The thing is, like,
you got to know better.
He left the bubble under the right circumstances. We understand why he
left.
And then he does that. It's just, it makes you look bad.
Yes.
It makes your teammates maybe
question
a little
you.
Yeah, mad at you. I know you're the sixth man of the year, whatever, but it's, you know, for the betterment of your team to just not do that.
And I get it, right? I'm in his age range. I understand, you know, there's a level of, you know what, nothing's going to happen to me. Everything's going to be okay, yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, look, man, you just cannot. You have to be smarter than that, because what if you go there and you're like, oh, I'm just going to run in real quick, right? I just run in real quick, not a big deal. Okay, and then you run in real quick, and then what happens? Let's say you get COVID-19, you get back to the bubble, and somehow, some way, you've penetrated the bubble. Maybe Jack Harlow never posts that picture on social media, and nobody knows you were ever there. What happens if you infect your entire team? What if Kawhi and Paul George get it? Then you've taken the Clippers, you know, hopes and aspirations of a title in over chicken wings, allegedly, you've blown it. Alex Caruso skipped his sister's wedding because he knows how close he is to a title. And whether you say this is an asterisk title, it's not a real title, however you want to disparage whatever effort NBA guys, MLB guys, NHL guys are putting forth to win their respective titles, whether it's, you know, 60 games in Major League Baseball season or the restart in the NHL or the play-in games plus playoffs in the NBA, whatever it is. There's no way that we can disparage any of this. Like, this, these are the rules. This is the situation. This is the circumstance. We'll always remember this for as long as we live, the chaos that was the year 2020 and how sports found a way to get back on the television for us in a time when we needed a distraction the most. And you're going to put everybody at risk over what? Chicken wings? That is a me over we. And that you just can't get down with. And Lou Williams is the guy's a great player. You can add him to any NBA team that you would like, and he's going to make an immediate impact. Over his last three seasons with the Clippers, he has played 79, 75, and he played 60 games this year. He's averaged 22, 20, and 18 points, all while shooting a career 42% from the field, 35% from three. And he plays roughly 25 minutes a game. And that includes his early years in Philadelphia, where he was playing, you know, 5 and 11 and then finally, you know, got a chance to play 20 minutes a game. He's an impact player. But how you impacted the team this week was in a negative fashion. You put everybody at risk. We're going to step aside. When we return, we have a new rule. MLB's got a new rule. We have socially distanced disputes between umpires and managers and virtual fans. All of that and more in the opening weekend of the first week that baseball had to showcase for us. A lot of questions, not a lot of answers. That's coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my good friend Mark Ewell. He's the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And during this COVID-19 pandemic, they've been trying to find the balance between safety and the return to play for high school athletes throughout Michigan. You can get the latest news from their Lansing office at MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook, and online at MHSAA.com. They are currently formulating plans for the fall, spring, and the entire upcoming school year when it comes to high school sports, including summer trainings and workouts that could lead into scrimmages and practices beginning for fall sports. So again, go to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, MHSAA on Facebook to get the latest on COVID-19 and its impact on the return of high school sports in Michigan.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that like Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad in the friend zone. Sound like an intro Jet song, give me that tempo. Told pool, he a fool. Told her, don't let her friends know. In the Ville, and I move like a dime. Eating fettuccine at Vincenzo's. Me and my amigos got that free smoke on the West Coast.
Yeah, welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. This is the new song, What's Poppin', by Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow is the Fed that was able to capture Lou Williams via photograph, the new TMZ, if you will. Social media. You kids got to stay off of it. And it always makes you wonder, going back to this Lou Williams story real quick with this guy, Jack Harlow, while he's playing, is the fact that, you know, what did you do as a young person that you thank God for every day, just about, that nobody had a cell phone that was a camera and a computer?
I can't even tell you. I mean, you know what very, I mean? Very, very, very important. Dumb stuff.
And that's every single human on the planet that grew up before the cell phone. that and even when the cell phone was in action and it first came about, you weren't taking photographs with the cell phone. You didn't have a social media account to post to, and how that has drastically changed everything.
Well, it's just, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff even on the first, you know, your first few cell phones that you had that also had a camera. If there's probably stuff that if you went back and you could actually find it, you would say, what the hell was I thinking?
Oh my God, dear heavens.
That, do you remember the quality of those flip phone cameras? They were terrible. Like, if you weren't, like...
It looked like security cam footage.
Right. If you were more than, like, 12 inches away from something, it, like, you had to go enhance, 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 and you hope that TV effect would come in where it just clear everything up. But that doesn't work.
Do you have any friends that... Are you on iPhone, and do you have any friends that are not on iPhone that use Android?
Yes, and okay. I try to send them stuff, and then I have to send them a text saying, get a damn iPhone.
Yeah, so you have to, you cannot actually send photographs of any quality phone to phone. You have to send them through an app. So like WhatsApp, for example, if you have a friend with an Android and they have WhatsApp and you have WhatsApp, it's a messaging service app, basically. You can send the photograph to WhatsApp, and then they can download it from there and get regular quality. My roommate has an Android, and every time he sends a photo of something, it looks like security cam footage. Like, that's what it looks like. It looks like you caught me off a security cam somewhere. And it's like, no, you were literally, you know, 5 yards from me, but nobody could see anything. It's all pixelated because that's, you know, that's the, I mean, that's the truth of the matter. So Jack Harlow, the Fed, Jake says, crying face emojis. That's what he was. I mean, without Jack Harlow, we wouldn't even know Lou Williams was at Magic City. So he blew it. But there is an element of thank God that there was no such thing as social media when growing up in high school, and how that has changed young people in this country. I don't know if we'll ever be able to necessarily be able to quantify it, but it's been a drastic change in how young people not only communicate with one another, but also how it affects their self-esteem, how they feel about themselves and what's happened on social media, and how they are evaluating each other based on likes and followers and all these things that have no bearing on your actual life whatsoever. It really doesn't matter. And it's going to be very difficult to tell a young person that. So if you are growing up with you know, little kids in the house, preteens in the house, teenagers in the house, I, you know, good luck. I'm thinking about you. All the best. You know, bless you. All that good stuff. We have some new MLB rules. We had some. It was the opening weekend, and we weren't necessarily sure. We had Anthony Rizzo passing out hand sanitizer at first base. I forget who it was, but you had somebody blowing through a bullpen fence, I believe in Kansas City, maybe. We had a lot of home runs that balls fell into. Empty stands. We had cardboard cutouts watching the Mets as the Mets mascot danced and the Mets got the doors blown off of them. We had Justin Verlander got injured. Like, it was, what a wild weekend in the world of baseball and in sports. Is now we're back. We are back. And we had socially distant disputes between managers and umpires. It's like, I got to run out there. I got to put my mask on real quick. And the umpire's shoveling around his pockets trying to find his mask, and he's trying to put it on. And you know, you get it on all quick. We had virtual fans for some of the games and only a portion of some of those games, if that makes sense. And I didn't really realize, like, what in the actual hell was going on. But it was the first time since 1954 that no team started a season 3-0. Everybody's been beat. Everybody has been beat. And if you look at the AL standings, it's awesome because it's kind of what we want, right? Isn't this what we want? We want some parity. Hey, we just want sports back on television. So let's first attack the new rule that is MLB's extra innings, overtime rules, basically. You go through 9 innings and you're tied. They are putting a runner on second base. There were 3 games over the weekend that were decided by this new rule. And I want to go to the Royals in the Tribe game because Mike Clevinger, Cleveland Indians pitcher, a starter, was pretty outspoken about this. The purpose of the rule is to try to determine a winner at the end of regulation. Now, some people say, oh, I don't want this. It's just like a shootout. No, it's not like a shootout. It's like 3-on-3 overtime before you go to a shootout. We're not saying that we're going to determine a winner by something that's not necessarily related to in-game play, which is what the shootout is in hockey. The shootout in hockey is there to determine a winner because we don't want to end in ties. I don't mind ties. To a lot of people, that's like sacrilege. But if you're not good enough to win the game, you're not good enough to win the game. The Lions tied with the Arizona Cardinals early on in the 2019 season. It is what it is. They happen. It was the Philadelphia Eagles that had one, what, two seasons ago that, you know, wreaked havoc on the season and on their standings. You have ties that happen. They happen in soccer all the time. I happen to follow the English Premier League, to which, you know, if you can battle it out and get a tie and get a point out of it, it's a pretty good game, especially if you were down early. So things of that nature are, you know, they make the tie somewhat important, but we are a very win-loss driven society. We don't want ties. They do it in Europe. We don't like Europe, right? So what MLB did, instead of trying to keep guys on the field for even longer, because we know this much, when people are around other people, they're at risk right now for contracting COVID-19. So how do we help speed up the game and find, we get a result and we get these guys out of here, right? It makes perfect sense. We've been doing it in the minor leagues. The team that I work at for the Tigers organization, AAA Toledo, they've been doing it. It's the greatest thing that I've ever seen. And the reason that is because we had a game once go 19 innings and we were all there for like what felt 3 days. You know how long 19 innings is? And why would you have position players pitching? Why burn up a staff if you can find a... And that would be my number one argument for trying to put the runner on second base. Why do you want to burn your bullpen on a regular season game? If it's the playoffs, you're not going to have the runner on second base. It's no big deal. It's the regular season. Let's try to save some of our arms. You know what I mean? Does that not make sense? So the Royals and the Tribe are playing. They're tied 2-2. They go into the 10th. Mike Clevenger tweeted after the game, "This new extra innings rule is the wackest bleep I have ever seen. Do you have any idea how hard it is to get a runner to second off the back end of a bullpen? Hashtag this isn't travel ball. Hashtag make him earn it at MLB. Okay, well, that's all right. There you go. Okay. Well, a guy named Greg Holland came in, and he was going to pitch against the Tribe. He's pitching for the Royals. Greg Holland comes in, and he's going to pitch against the top of the order. Top of the order in the 10th inning against Cleveland. Like, I don't know what else you really want. If you're the Cleveland Indians and Mike Clevenger, if you win that game, are you still going to tweet about it? Because you got Cesar Hernandez, you got Jose Ramirez, you got Francisco Lindor, you got all three of those guys, and Greg Allen on second base, another Greg, a tale of two Gregs. Greg Holland comes in, fans him 1-2, and then gets Lindor chasing strike three in the dirt for the final out, and Greg Allen gets a save. He said, Greg Allen said after the game, Holland said after the game, quote, "It's kind of strange. I love it. I hope we do it tomorrow," he said, referring to the automatic runner, which has been used in the minors, though actually that's not true. I hope we have a bigger lead, and I know that I've been a proponent for it, and I know the baseball traditionalists are rolling over right now. It's what Mike Matheny posting his first win as a KC manager, a win that he knows, will it deserve an asterisk? I don't know. It's kind of cool. He said, it's kind of little league-ish, but I like it. And then you have the response from Clevenger there talking about making him earn it. The guy struck out the top of the order, and your guy couldn't do it. Mike Franco hits a sack fly in the 10th. That's the ballgame, 3-2.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Cleveland's struggles of moving a runner over. We're going to talk about what Mike Clevenger has a problem with. He only wants to look at one side of the issue.
Right. If they would have won the game, would he have said anything? That's my question. I doubt it, right? I doubt it. If the Cleveland wins that game because Francisco Lindor punches one into the cheap seats, do you think that Mike Clevenger is going to come out and say, "Oh, this is Bush League," or "Little League, this isn't Little League, this is travel ball, make them earn it"? So, hey, look, a sacrifice is a sacrifice. Their pitcher had no problem against the top of your order. Your pitcher struggled. Do you know how hard it is to get a runner on base, the back end of a bullpen? I mean, is it harder to get a runner on base against the back end of the bullpen or against starting pitching? I just have, you know, I got a lot of questions here. A lot of questions here. And personally, to me, I don't mind it because we need to find a winner. We need to find a winner. We need to do so before the 14th and 15th inning, when games are lasting 3, 4, 5 hours.
And a lot of this has to do with the fact that guys don't put the bat on the ball anymore. You know, 30, 40 years ago, games didn't really go 15, 16, 20 innings sometimes, because guys were more contact guys. They would get on first, maybe steal second, and then there's a hit and run. Who knows? But now guys strike out. I mean, how many strikeouts did the Tigers have?
136 in 3 days.
I don't know about that, but it was a lot. Something like 50. That's crazy.
It's very unique because, as you mentioned, contact was so much, just making contact was so much more a part of the game years ago. And now it's like, hey, it doesn't matter. As I said earlier, when talking to Kyle Barlow, we're going to touch base with him at 8:35 this morning. But the idea that it doesn't matter if you swing and miss, because what if I can hit this thing over the right field wall? And there's been a whole new way analytically, as you mentioned, Dan, in hour number one, if nobody's on base, it doesn't matter if you strike out. It doesn't matter if you strike out, fly out, ground out. If you can't run out, strike three, if the catcher drops the ball, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter how you get out. If a runner's on base, you want to be able to put the bat on the ball. I was talking to Leon Durham about this, Leon Bull Durham. He works in the minors, and I just asked him, you know, about the home run. This was maybe 2 years ago. I think he was with Louisville at the time, maybe. But he's working a hitting coach. And I said, you know, what do you think about, you know, the idea that guys are just swinging at everything? And he said, look, man, because it was about the shift. And I said, you know, what do you think about the shift? Like, it's a big deal that because of what you've presented to us as a hitter, we have years of data on you to tell us that 94% of the time you're going to hit it between second and third base, for example. So what are we going to do? We're going to move a defender over there. And people have a problem with that. People actually have a problem with the shift. And I asked Bull Durham about this. And you know what he said? If you can't hit it opposite field, you don't even belong here in AAA. But we don't think about baseball like that anymore.
Well, Bryce Harper, did you see he was shifted on, I don't know, it was yesterday or Saturday, and he laid down a bunt down the third baseline and basically walked to first. The next at bat, he got a fastball down the middle and hit it about 450 feet.
Is that not the game? Right, that's the game. And people who are against the shift, imagine you trot out four wide receivers and you're like, no, the defense has to stay in a base 4-3. Well, it's preposterous.
That's a very good way to, when people bring that up about disliking the shift, that's how you should approach it. Okay, so they don't change defense in basketball. They don't go from man to zone. They do the same thing. It's just they should be able to do it in baseball.
And they once outlawed the zone, right? But then all of a sudden they were like, hey, you know what? The key is so big at the NBA level, the key, the painted area, in the words of Hubie Brown, you got to get the ball inside the painted area. He's shooting 72.3%, in the words of Hubie Brown. The paint is so big, and you can get a defensive 3 seconds. So if you're going to play zone, let's say you're going to play 2-3 zone, it's not a traditional like Syracuse 2-3 zone where you got, you know, just like seven guys and on the back line of defense whose wingspan are all 7 feet and they can go from sideline to sideline. Like the man in the middle has got to be outside the paint. You're going to get a defensive 3 seconds. So they have manipulated the rule a little bit from a legislation standpoint to keep guys out of the paint to free up the middle so the drive is there. But you could still play a triangle in two.
Maybe
still play a box in one.
Maybe they should, they should paint squares in the short right field and short left field, and the defensive player can only go into that square when the ball has been struck.
Imagine that. Imagine, like, baseball is basically, what you're telling me is that baseball is zone defense. That's what you're telling me. Like, you can only play zone defense in baseball. It's like cover three. In the outfield.
Right, you just got to paint the spray chart on the field. And that's where your defenders can only stay.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And so I look at a rule change like this, and it's like, okay, Mike Clevinger is going to complain, much like the guy who's going to complain about the shift. baseball traditionalists, they wouldn't like that. They wouldn't like the fact that you're actually going to go out there and attack from the defensive side of the baseball and saying, hey, look, we know that this guy can't hit the ball down the first baseline. Send somebody over here to the third baseline. Let's guard the hot corner a little bit better. Let's shift some things around and make him beat us. I'm going to leave Andre Drummond open anywhere outside of 15 feet. Like, I dare you to shoot it. I dare you to, because we're just going to rebound it. And a lot of people are like, look, they won't even close. I don't even play defense. I'm not playing defense. I'm playing the numbers. And the numbers are telling me I don't have to go out there and guard that guy. So I'm going to stay here. I'm going to force him to shoot it. I might even talk a little bit. If I shift and I'm guarding the third baseline and we're guarding shallow left field, I dare you to hit it down the first baseline. Or, as Dan pointed out, I'm going to lay down a bunt. I'm going to trot the first base because nobody was over there to guard against the bunt. And then next time you serve me a fastball, I'm going to serve one over the wall. Like, at some point, you have to appreciate the strategy. Mike Clevinger complaining because something happened negatively to his team, even though his team had the option and they had the best case scenario. They had top of the order with a runner in scoring position and couldn't drive him in. Whose fault is that?
Right, and the Indians were home, correct? They have the hammer. It's just like, if you have the hammer, I mean, what are you going to do? Oh, you're down one. Okay, we know we need one. It's not that hard.
Isn't it just like college football overtime? Like, the home team has the advantage. You know what you have to do.
You both get a chance. You both get a chance. We're telling you. And it is a lot like college overtime where, yeah, hey, look, you don't have to go the length of the field. We're not going to kick this thing off. We're going to put you in scoring position right away. We're going to give you the ball at the 25-yard line. Go ahead. See if you can knock it in. If you settle for a field goal, we'll give the other team a chance to rebuttal.
Yeah, it would be one thing if they said, okay, the road team gets to start a guy on second. The home team, you get to start a guy on first. That's one thing. That would be a disadvantage. When you both get the same opportunity, it's fair.
It's fair. It's fair. It's as fair as it gets. And, one, because of coronavirus, it's limiting the amount of time that we're actually together, which is a positive. And for people that work in game day operations, whether they're TV crews, front office people, sales, concessions, whatever the case may be, I know concessions doesn't exist right now, but it's the greatest rule ever. We're not going to be here till midnight. Like, fantastic. One of the last Tiger games I worked at Comerica Park went like 14 innings. That's the end of hour number two. Don't go anywhere. Hour number three coming up next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
It's easier than ever to save, and then save some more at Meijer. Look for new signs across the store to check off your list for less. Blue signs show new permanent price drops on everyday favorites like Meijer shredded cheese. Or look for red sale signs. You'll find hot, limited-time prices, like family pack boneless skinless chicken breasts, only $1.88 per pound. With all new, low prices, weekly sales, and more at Meijer, how low can your price go? Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of GR, a couple hours from Detroit, maybe an hour and a half if you're coming down from Traverse City. It's accessible to everybody listening right now, and it's one of America's top public golf resorts. They offer two 18-hole layouts, Tullymore and St. Ives. They have fantastic stay-and-play packages like the Sizzlin' Summer deal that includes a prime rib dinner, Go to TullymoreGolf.com, book that stay and play package, mention the Huge Show, and you could save at TullymoreGolf.com. Also, check out the lodge. It holds 24 people if you want to have the ultimate stay and play getaway when it comes to golf and also after your round. They offer fine dining to great sandwiches and more. See it for yourself at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
These days, we all agree we need to stay safe, and your local Auto Value Parts stores want to help. That's why we now offer same-day curbside pickup on thousands of in-stock parts. All you need to do is place your order at MyAutoValueStore.com. That's MyAutoValueStore.com. Then call the store when you arrive, and one of our team members will bring the order right out to your vehicle. It's that easy. Shop local. Shop Michigan-based Auto Value and support your friends and neighbors. Auto Value. Service is the difference. We get it.